Very often evangelicals have had a rather oversimplified conversionist understanding that is punctiliar in nature, that there is a singular event prior to which one is not a Christian and after which one is a Christian. Dr. Smith challenges that kind of simplistic reductionism. I found this to be a very fascinating and illuminating conversation, and I trust that you will too.
What is a religious conversion? Christian or otherwise, by the very nature of the beast, it's an adult experience. Conversion is a transfer of allegiance, and it's a commitment of unequivocal devotion to God, who in Christ now by His Spirit is calling us to live in radical devotion and discipleship to Him. When I describe that that's what conversion is, it's by its very nature an adult experience. A child can't do it. More to the point, a child doesn't need to. When a child is a child, now's the time for the child to play, to trust their parents, to experience God's grace as it comes, but to ask them to make a decision that will have eternal consequences, heaven or hell, is asking more than a child is emotionally ready to do. I read conversion narratives for entertainment. The desire of children to please their parents is so powerful and so deep that almost we can't trust it. So I say we should raise our children in the faith, nurture them in the grand truths of the gospel, creation, fall, redemption. Most of all, that they should grow up believing that God is good and cares for them and rest in that spectacular reality. And by the time they hit their mid-teens, they're going to have a growing sense that, am I going to make this faith my own, or is it only going to be my parents' faith? My experience now leads me to think it's later and later. I work with a lot of college young people who aren't ready to make an adult decision for Christ until they've left home, until they get some distance from their parents, some, to use family systems language, some differentiation. And so for those of us that work in undergraduate education, I think many, many conversion narratives are going to reference their college years. And increasingly that is the case. And for me, that's cool. That's okay. That's not something wrong. Whoa, they should have made this decision when they were 4, not 14, not 24. No, I think later is fine, that it happens as part of one's transition from childhood to adolescence. I mean, from adolescence to adulthood. That transition is the natural time to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. And then it is a rule it's going to take. It's going to have the kind of weight that we long for it to have.